This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. We were covering the dua from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. It's hadith عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما. He reported in a Tirmidhi, and it's Hassan, inshallah, where he said that the Prophet ﷺ, it was very little that the Prophet ﷺ would not leave a gathering except that he would say, هَؤُلَاءِ كَلِمَاتِ, except that he would say these few words. And it's the dua that we know of Qunut. And some would even say that it is Kafaratul Majlis, that when you get up from the Majlis, you would say this dua. And it is, as we've heard, we're just going to cover a part of it. You know, the dua, اللهم أقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك. ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون علينا مصائب الدنيا. And that is it's a long dua. Inshallah, we're going to cover it piece by piece, inshallah. So what we took Thursday was the first portion. Allahumma aqsim lana min khashyatik. O Allah, apportion for us such a fear of you. And we talked about khashya and the difference between khashya and khawf. Khawf can mean fear, but khasha is a fear that's accompanied with magnificence, the intense magnificence of God in your heart, meaning that you're making Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala magnificent and great and mighty, and there's a state of awe that is present in your heart when you think of Him. Just as when you see a form of creation, the Grand Canyon, or something that is magnificent and grand, you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is its creator, so what about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That's what we mean by ta'zim and great. That's when we bow, we say subhanallah, subhanallah rabbil azim, right? Glory to Allah, Lord the great. But great is not a good enough for a translation for this word azim. It is something that is grandiose, something that is magnificent, something that leaves you in awe when you think or any of your senses encounter it, or that of just pondering over it. So that was the first portion. The second portion is where the Prophet ﷺ would say, وَمِن طَاعَتِكَ مَا تُبَلِّغُنَا بِهِ جَنَّتَكَ. And from the obedience of you that allows us to reach your heaven. So the first portion, we said, O Allah, apportion for us a type of fear and mindfulness of fear making you great that comes as a barrier between that serves as a barrier between evil and good, or committing sinful practices. Then we say, and from the obedience of you that allows us to reach Jannah. What's interesting here that some scholars mention, that the khashya, the mindfulness of Allah that leads you to fear of Him, as a result of that mindfulness or that fear of Allah, will cause you to do actions of obedience. And that obedience is that which can assist in you getting into Jannah. But there's a very important caveat that we need to make here, because it could be misunderstood. That we think that it is a relationship of reciprocity. To where if it's Allah, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Yani if I do something for you, that means you will do something for me. And it's a fine line, because the Muslim needs to understand that when they do a good deed, we should never say, I deserve this from Allah. Sometimes we have that in our subconscious mind. I made the salah today. I deserve what? Reward. I deserve maghfirah. Allah to forgive me for my sins. I was sincere in this prayer. I felt it. I deserve. But we have to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dhu fadlin azim. When Allah is dhu fadl, fadl means that which is extra or that which is supplementary, which has an expression of showing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you much more than you quote unquote ish deserve. More than you deserve. Just as someone was to give you something, you did an action for them, you did them a favor, and they gave you much more than you anticipated. Imagine if that relationship, every time you did something for that person, they gave you much more than you anticipated. That is the nature of the relationship of Allah with His creation. As I mentioned before, and we think about it, if you just ponder over it, if we think about the sins that we remember, our level of negligence that we remember, we have forgotten many more sins than those that we remember. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardons us for that. He is al-afu. And He forgives us and covers up those bad deeds that we perform. He is al-ghafoor. And sometimes we don't even ask for forgiveness, and He pardons us in different ways. Maybe because of a salah, of a good deed you've done for someone, the rewards that you receive, walking to the masjid, it takes away one evil deed and brings forth one good deed. So many opportunities for us to be better, but it is built and founded and couched in a relationship of virtue, being that Allah gives you much more because He wants good for you. So the ta'ah, the obedience to Allah, ma tuballighuna bihi jannatak, let's know that the relationship of ta'ah, when we do something for Allah, it is not that Allah needs it, rather it is that we need it, and our subservience to Him will make us better servants to Him. Our subservience to Him will make us better servants to Him. And that is what can, inshallah, after the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, enter us into Jannah. Many of us know the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where the companions were mentioning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then they said that your action, you are the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why do you pray in the middle of the night? وَقَدْ you are forgiven for your sins, مَا تَقَدَّ وَمَا تَأَخَّرُ, for your past and future sins. The Prophet ﷺ said, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا, shall I not be a thankful slave? And in another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ responds by saying, where the Prophet ﷺ said, none of you will enter Jannah by your actions. Your actions alone do not enter you into Jannah. And that's what I mean, there's not a relationship of reciprocity. I give one, Allah gives me one. I give 10, Allah gives me 10. Because He's dhul fadlin azim, He is the one that's full of virtue. When you do one, Allah gives you 700 and many more than that, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. So when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that none of you enter Jannah with your actions, and they said, wala anta ya Rasulullah, they said, not even you, O Messenger of Allah. He said, wala ana illa an yataghammadani Allahu bi rahmatihi. Except that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala envelopes me and covers me with His mercy. Make no mistake, when you think of the name Ar-Rahman, you think of mercy on this earth, but we also want to remember to the best of our ability that it is that mercy that will admit us into Jannah. It is not ultimately, or let's say ultimately, our actions that will get us into Jannah. And this serves as a means to encourage the Muslim to be uncertain about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him. Uncertain about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take from him or her. And that increases them in their worship and pleading and crying and begging and asking and feeling ashamed in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the status of the abd, of the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where they're constantly turning to Him, not knowing the outcome. That's what we call uncertainty tolerance. Not knowing the outcome, but you still turn to Him because you know Him. You know His capabilities. You know what He's able of doing. You know His greatness. You know His alama, His magnificence. And that is why you worship Him. That is why you worship Him, because you love Him dearly. So that's when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Illa an yataghammadani Allahu bi rahmati," except that He envelopes me and covers me with His mercy. Remembering the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His greatness and how He pardons us, inshallah, can serve as an incentive amongst many other incentives to do actions of khair and ta'a, because those actions of ta'a will be, inshallah, that which will increase us in our remembrance of Him, and after the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can admit us into Jannah, inshallah. So as the dua mentions, Allahumma aqsim lana min khashyatik ma tahulu bihi baynana wa bayna ma'asiyatik. O Allah, apportion for us some of Your fear of You, that which serves as a barrier between us and between our bad deeds. وَمِنْ طَاعَتِكَ مَا تُبَلِّغُنَا بِهِ جَنَّتَكَ, and the obedience of You, that which allows us to reach Your, inshallah, Your Jannah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that are patient in the actions of obedience. إِنَّهُ وَلِيُّ ذَلِكَ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us of our shortcomings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Qawi, Al-Aziz, the Almighty, the one that has full strength, May He protect our brothers and sisters, and with His strength allow the might and honor to be present within the hearts of the Muslims that are there, and presence in the hearts of the Muslims all around the world, to increase themselves in dua and khawf and khashya and mindfulness and fear of Him, that which is befitting for them to raise their hands up more and to pray to Him more, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.